This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3 Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. This is Investor Schooling Live with your host, Larry Steinhaus, CEO of Investor Schooling.
All right. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Investor Schooling Live. Investor Schooling Live is transmitting from the Investor Schooling Studios right here in the Investor Schooling headquarters. I am Larry Steinhaus. I am the CEO of Investor Schooling. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want you all to get ready to learn real estate investing, stock options trading, and so many other things about money I bet you didn't know. Hey, by the way, you can call us anytime during the show. Call us with your questions at 855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137. That's right. We're a live program, so you can call anytime during the show. We'll take your calls. Don't even worry about the topic. We'll take your calls about anything that has to do with money, finances, or even politics. Hey, we're also live on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube. And if you want to leave comments there, we know you're watching if you leave comments. So please say hi if you're watching. At Investor Schooling, we teach real estate investing, stock options trading, how to save money on taxes, how to be financially free, and we even give you the motivation to make money work for you instead of you working for money. Investor Schooling is located in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, right off the Newtown Bypass, serving the New Jersey and Greater Philadelphia areas in a real brick-and-mortar building. And our students are located in several states with our exclusive web access to classes and seminars. Get ready to learn something new. Get ready to learn the business of entrepreneurship, real estate investing, and stock options trading. All right, Dr. Deb, what's happening?
Hey, everybody. How you doing? So what happened? You used to have like more fun intros. Remember?
I'm sick.
Yeah, but you should
have. I'm sick and I don't want to think.
But the last couple weeks you did a fun intro and that one. Well, that's not the one I was. You still didn't listen to Omri's one. Remember the one?
I didn't listen to it. I read it though. It was very funny.
But you have to redo the intro because that one was boring.
I know. I just think, you know. Okay. Today we have the money multiplier, right?
I know. You should have done something focused on the money multiplier.
All right,
that
would
have been cool.
Want me to start over again?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Good morning and welcome to Investor Schooling Live.
No, that's not what I was thinking.
What you're
saying?
Okay, it's not going to work. Okay.
No.
Okay. Just, you know, I don't want to disappoint you.
Yeah, you know.
You know,
we'll work on that one. Yeah.
So I disappoint all women. So you
is
know,
that what it is?
Yeah,
okay.
So you know how it is.
I don't even know how to respond to that. You know, I'm letting that one go.
My wife this morning, I get out of the shower this morning, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, like whenever my wife gets out of the shower, I whistle, right? So I get out.
What do you mean you whistle?
I whistle like, oh, I got hot, you know, hot body, right? You know, because.
Oh, when she gets out of the shower.
Out of the shower, she wanted to return the favor, right? And she says, you know, she says something like whistles or what? I don't remember exactly what she says, you know, whatever. I said, what do you like better, the fat stomach or the balding head?
Yeah, not funny. Yeah.
No, you don't think so?
No.
She didn't think it was funny either.
I'm not feeling that one.
Oh, man. We got the peanut gallery here. I didn't even introduce them yet, and they're already messing up my audience. You know, unbelievable. So today we have the Money Multiplier event going on at the school, and it's pretty awesome. About every quarter we do an event where we bring in a bunch of speakers, we have a bunch of sponsors, and we do some really cool stuff. We talk about how to make more money. Anybody want to learn how to make more money?
Yeah. Nobody says anything.
No, I thought maybe somebody in the audience maybe raised their hand.
Yeah.
So if you're watching on Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter or YouTube, by the way, I want you to make sure you put the phone number down, 855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137.
You got to do it in the sexy voice like Omri does.
855.
No, not the sexy voice. Dan has the sexy voice.
Wait, well, we'll get to Dan. We'll get to Dan and Joe in a minute.
Okay.
But you know, I got to try to do Omri's voice the best I can.
All right.
855-939. I don't know how to do it. So Omri's not here because Omri's doing the audio over at the Money Multiplier. So unfortunately, we can't, you know, we got to.
You know, he's got that like accent and the deep voice going. That's what
I
works
know.
For him.
I told you, every time he says it, I want to turn gay.
It's the accent and the deep voice works.
So. All right. So we have the Money Multiplier going on, and we have a couple of guests here. We actually have Joe Keller from Homefront Mortgage, and we also have Dan Zatowski. What is your company name?
Zatowski Capital Management and Path Wealth Academy. Path Wealth Academy is like the big thing. Zatowski Capital Management is more for our business where we raise capital to buy distressed debt, but Path Wealth Academy is where we're around speaking, teaching around the world now. So
since you're hogging the microphone, we might as well go to you first.
Dan is awesome. I think Dan is awesome.
Oh, thank you.
So Dan is one of those guys.
Actually, hold on. Thank you so much.
No, that wasn't a good sexy voice. No, you have to keep working on that.
Let me tell you who Dan is. So Dan is one of those guys. And, you know, we talk about this all the time. We talk about raising money for real estate deals. And that's something that Dan teaches specifically, is raising money for big real estate deals. I mean, not, you know, you could raise money for a single family house and, you know, a condo, a town, that's fine. But now if you wanted to do something big like an apartment building, or if you wanted to do, I don't know, maybe a mobile home park or a hotel, motel, these are the things that Dan does. Dan raises money for big projects like this. So let's talk about how you do that, Dan.
All right, great. What we do is we do things a little different. We don't ever ask for money. We never ask for money. We actually just treat this like a business, and we really show people the opportunity of working with us and how they can get involved in working with us. And really, what sets us apart, I think, is we really don't look out for ourselves. We look out for how we can protect our private lenders and make sure their money is secure, right? Secure like it's written like a bank loan. It's written legalese. God forbid something happens to us, they're always protected. There's never a guarantee. We can't guarantee money to anybody, but we guarantee that we mitigate the risk we possibly could. And we do what we say we're going to do, right? And we communicate. When things go wrong, we communicate. So we have our private lenders enjoy working with us over and over again. We've raised $30 million in new money and over $400 million in velocity. That says a lot.
That's pretty impressive.
That says a lot. And I only have 42, I would say it's about 42, 43 now investors that consistently fund our deals. We don't have hundreds of deals. So we go deep, really deep with our investors, our private lenders, to fund a lot of our deals. And when we raise money to do our seller financing, our investors get their money back generally in 12 to 18 months, and we stay in the deal. So we don't make any money up front. We stay in the deal for the next 30 years, and that's how we created all that passive wealth we talk about.
Okay, so there's a whole bunch of things here. One is, the listener could be listening and saying, hey, how can I get involved? We'll get to that later. Mm-hmm. But, sorry, my apologies to everybody out there. I'm getting over a cold, so I'm coughing like crazy here. I didn't cough all morning, and now, because you started talking, I started coughing.
See, I get him choked up. I can't help it.
Unless he's got the sexier voice than you, Larry, so, I don't know
what
to say.
Wait, what was that?
I said he's got a sexier voice than you, so yeah, you're struggling to try to get it back.
You know, mine was nasal before. Could you imagine what it is now? Hey, you guys want to laugh? Check this out. This is Kermit the Frog speaking. No, I don't sound like Kermit the Frog.
Nah.
All right, never mind. Anyway, getting back to you, Dan. So the... A couple of things is one is if, you know, where to put money. We'll talk about that later. But how about raising money? So if somebody wants to raise money, and we talk about this often on the air. We talk about how we raise money. You know, we basically borrow money from single person. So let's say I have a house and Deb has $200,000 in a terrible checking account or a terrible bank account that's making no money, or the absolute worst place to put money, which is an annuity.
How do we all know that without even planning? We all knew this.
Annuities are the worst place to put money, but we'll get to that another time. So anyway, so and Deb has $200,000, and she's getting 3% maybe in an IRA, whatever she's getting, whatever. And we take that money, and we borrow that money, and we buy a piece of real estate, and her money is backed by real estate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's one thing we can do, and that we do that often. There's also another thing, so that's one way to buy real estate, by borrowing from private lenders. The other thing could also be maybe they want to learn how to do what you do, which is creating a fund and mm-hmm. raising money from a bunch of people.
Right.
So why don't we go down that route? So let's say somebody wanted to get a home. They found a hotel that they really wanted. They have $1 million themselves, but the hotel is $20 million, and they got to come up with another $19 million. They can go to banks. I'm going to talk to Joe Keller in a little while about the banks. But I want to talk to you about how someone could raise, let's say, like I said, $20 million to buy a hotel.
Okay, well, what they're going to do is, there's going to be a couple steps. One is to treat this like a business, right? They got to put together a private lender presentation. They got to be able to present this to a group of accredited type or accredited investors. It doesn't always have to be accredited, depending on what your fund is. And the first thing I'm going to say is
explain to somebody what an accredited investor is.
Okay, accredited investor is a single person that makes $200,000 a year, or a married couple that makes over $300,000 a year, or they have $1 million in net worth outside of their primary residence. Okay, so that's an accredited investor. And you can't just say you're an accredited investor. They have to check the boxes, right? So they have to have a CPA that signs off on this. They have to do a get verified. They have to have a tax attorney. They can't just say they're an accredited investor.
So they can do any one of those three,
yes,
correct?
Right. Yes. So you can't just say I'm an accredited investor and be an accredited investor.
So if your accountant sends a letter that says, yes, this is an accredited investor, that's good enough.
Yes.
And as the person creating the fund, you have to have that letter in hand, correct?
100%.
Right, okay.
But you want to make sure, I'm just going to talk about real quickly, there's two type of funds. Your 506B and your 506C. Your 506C is for accredited investors. Your 506B is for unaccredited investors, right? B for like bros and boys, you know? That's why I call them your friends and family. You could have a certain amount of... So you could do that. And then what you want to do is you want to follow the rules specifically, and you want to make sure you have an SEC attorney do this paperwork for you. Don't take my paperwork to do an SEC. I wouldn't even give it to you and do it. They're so specific on how you do it. And it really is open to you on how you do an SEC, how you do a fund. And you want to make sure you follow that specifically if you're going to raise a lot of money. So you could raise money as all debt. You could raise money as debt and equity. You could raise money. But you want to just be careful, because there's a lot of gurus out there right now talking about things like let somebody raise all the money and you do all the work and you're joint ventures. And it doesn't quite follow a joint venture agreement. And you got to make sure you're not conflicting with the SEC, because this is not just a slap on the wrist. Like, you get silver bracelets.
You will go to jail.
Yeah, you go to jail for this. Yeah. So you got to be very specific. And if people are new, I always tell them in the beginning, like just take it easy at first, right? Start raising money, one person, one deal, one person, one deal, or partner with somebody on a deal and do it that way. It's a lot easier that way. And I don't always say go easy, but understand the process. Get an attorney. Most SEC attorneys will charge you. I'm going on a limb. I don't want to give their pricing, but they'll charge you, you know.
$20,000?
You can get it from $9,000 to
$35,000. Okay.
Depending on what you're doing, right? And they could be very intricate and they could be very easy. But you want to make sure you follow the rules. Don't go out there and start. The other thing is, you know, people look at you, right? They're not on social media. People with a lot of money are not on Facebook looking to hand you money. So when you go out there and say, hey, I got a deal. Who wants to give me $100,000? I'm guaranteeing 10% on your money. One is that's illegal, unless you're a 506C, and your best investors are not going to be there. So really go out and learn how to find. That's what we teach a lot of, too.
Yeah.
How to find, and Debbie got to see that, how to find those most accredited type, and I'm going to say accredited type because they're not all accredited, investors, and how to reach out to them and how not to ask for money and how they can turn around, how they always turn around, and they ask you, how do I get involved in your deal? I don't ever ask for a dollar. My private lenders call me and they're like, how do I partner with you on your deal? And it's always my program. So you're part of my program. It's not me changing things for your program. Mm-hmm. It's my program. We do things my way. And if you're not a fit, you're not a fit. I'm not a fit for everybody.
So something I've seen a lot of, being in at investor schooling, mm-hmm. I have a lot of people come up to me, students and non-students. They're like, hey, you know, so-and-so's got this investment, or they got this property, and they sent me this paperwork, and I start to look at this paperwork, and I cannot believe how poorly written the paperwork is. In fact, I mean, most of these people are, you know, they went to some seminar, you said it before, they went to some seminar, and they learned that they can raise money.
Mm-hmm.
They know that they need some paperwork. They just don't know what it is. They haven't paid an attorney, you know, anywhere from 10 to 30 grand, like you said, to get this paperwork. And they try to create their own. And it's usually they go to like a Rocket Lawyer or something.
Right.
And the paperwork is so bad that true story, a friend of mine, I don't want to say who it was, a friend of mine who was also in this space, he had paperwork. One of my students came to me and said, hey, so-and-so has this paperwork. What do you think of this? I immediately called my friend and I said, if you use this paperwork, I will visit you in jail.
Yep.
I will bring you a file. 100%. That's how bad this paperwork was. It was everything about it was illegal. I mean, from the beginning to the end, it was illegal. And you know, this is what happens, right? You want to be, you're friends with somebody, you give them some money, they give you some paperwork, and if everything goes well and they give you exactly what they said they were going to do, no one cares. It's the moment that you give somebody $100,000 and they lose your $100,000. And then they say, hey, where's my $100,000? Well, I lost it. What do you mean you lost it? I want my $100,000 back. You promised me 10% interest or 12% interest on my $100,000. I want that.
You guaranteed me.
Yeah,
you guaranteed me. Right. Everyone guarantees.
That's
right?
The worst thing you can ever say.
If someone guarantees you, run, don't walk.
Right. And then on top of that, then they lost their principal on top of it. And then they go to attorney and say, hey, what happened here? And then the attorney starts the lawsuit. And then they end up going to jail. The person actually ends up going to jail. I see so many people go to jail. You know, what do they say? The devil... You know, the devil's in the details.
Yeah. Well, that's why I truly love what you do. And I'm not just saying this because we're here. I truly, and that's why I've come and speak here today. And I don't speak at every RIA that calls me, right? I look at the host and what they're doing. You're truly teaching people the right way. Larry, I can't tell you guys how many times in the last 2 years, I've been teaching how to raise private money. I'm doing this 33 years now. I'm teaching how to raise private money, teaching it probably for 16 now. But over the last 2 years, I've been called in to companies and said, we want to be private lenders. We have money. We need you to come to coach us on how to do private lending. I cannot tell you how many people have given money to others, didn't even get the basic two mortgage note mortgage and a promissory note. Yep. The basics. They've given money because they're at a local RIA, and Uncle Joe sits next to them, says, oh, I got a deal. You want to fund it? Yeah, I'll fund it. They wire your money. They have no paperwork.
Right.
So now, it's over the last 2 years, it's become, I literally, at least twice a month, I'm coaching people on how to be private lenders now, how to actually lend their money out, not actually raise money. And that's so important. So at the bare minimum, if you have funds, and not everybody's going to say this. These RIA groups don't all say this. Yeah. These meetup groups don't say this. But you guys teach Debbie, you, Larry, and your group here is teaching people how to lend money the right way.
Correct.
How to borrow money the right way, right? You have to, and when I teach how to raise private money, Debbie will attest to that. She was in my class. You've been in the class. I spend more time talking about how to protect your private lenders than how much money you're going to make. They can care less about their interest rate. Yeah. They care about their money being protected.
That's exactly
and
right.
And if you could, if anyone listening on the air right now has funds in, you know, cash, IRAs, 401ks, Coverdells, whole life insurance policies, infinite banking, and they're thinking about lending money out, make sure they learn from a school like this who teaches how to lend your money the right way. They're going to protect you. Even when people come to me and they say, listen, will you fund this deal? On the other side, I say, listen, if I don't fund your deal, it means it's probably a deal you shouldn't do, because I'm not in the business to not fund deals. Right. So I do due diligence, and you should be doing your due diligence before you go to your private lender. So the other thing they'll learn at the school here is how to do due diligence on a deal rather than just saying, I got a deal. I need $100,000. Mm-hmm. Well, what makes it a deal? And that's what you need to know when you ask about raising private money. You need to go to your private lender and have all your answers up front, because I'm going to ask you a couple questions. And in those couple questions, I know right away whether I'm going to fund your deal or not. And I'll give you a couple of them. I'm going to ask you why you fund it, why you're doing this deal. What makes this area a good area, right? If you don't know that market, what do the comps look like? How many days have been on the market? What does the rental comps look like? What's the average? What's the population? What are the jobs in that area? What are the schools in that area? If you don't know those basic answers, I don't care if I can make $1 million. I'm not funding the deal, because it means you didn't do any due diligence and you're not a good partner for me.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So you're absolutely correct. That's exactly what these. By the way, if you want to go to investorschooling.com, you can sign up for a complimentary class this Thursday. That's investorschooling.com. If you want to call in, talk to Dan, and we have another guest coming up in a couple minutes. If you want to talk to Dan, 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137. So, Deb, on Thursday, we did this. We actually talked about...
We did a deal,
How to talk to sellers, how to buy their property. And we did it a really neat way. We did something very different. We had the audience, a lot of audience participation. And we came up with questions you should be asking and things you should be doing. And it's funny how many people... We actually just threw it up there. We said, and you'll probably appreciate this, Dan. We said, I just walked up. I said, hey, I got a property for $150,000. It's worth $150,000. I get an offer, whatever. I said, it's worth $150,000. It's a 3-bedroom, 1-bath, and it's in Bucks County. Who wants it? Half the class raised their hand.
That's it. Just it. That's all you said.
That's all I said.
It's $150,000 in Bucks County.
We should do this right now. Just if somebody's got a deal they want me to fund right now, call me up and give me a reason why I should fund it. Maybe I'll fund it on the air.
That's fine. 855-939-1137. Dan says, if you have a deal and you want him to fund it, he'll question you on the air. I mean, he won't go personal stuff, but a question on the air. That's a really good idea. I like it. 855-939-1137.
Just like you did with the seller, you know? That's awesome. Yeah. Do it live.
That's really cool. So if anybody on Facebook, we usually get a lot of those people.
I mean, I know there's a lot of people out there that talk the talk, but I'm sitting here, I'll fund it. I'll say yes or no. If I say yes, we're funding 2-3 deals a week right now. So if I say yes, we'll fund it.
So this is like Shark Tank.
All right.
Wait, we have an episode of Shark Tank here.
That's it.
So if you have a deal, you want to fund it, you found out.
But you know, I am Mr. Wonderful, not you.
I know, I'm more like, what's his name, Simon Cowell.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so let's do this real quick. We also have some sponsors, right, Deb?
We do have some sponsors.
So we have some sponsors because we have some sponsors for the Money Multiplier. We want to mention them and thank them for sponsoring it. Go ahead, Deb.
Okay, so we have Joe Keller here, but I'm going to wait for him because he'll do his own little thing. We also have Pete Bondarenko for PBJ Adjusting. His phone number is 215-388-2056.
So you know what they do?
Yes, I was going to do it in a second. You just didn't give me a moment.
He wanted to do it in a sexy voice. You want me to do it in a sexy voice?
Yeah, do it in a sexy voice.
I don't have the sexy voice. You do the sexy voice.
I have a cold.
Dan, you want to do the sexy voice? All right, anyway, I'll just do it. All right, so PB Adjusting, he does public adjusting. All right. So it's Pete Bondarenko, him and his wife, Johnny. PB Adjusting, they do public adjusting. So if you need anything, if you have any kind of claims or something happens to your house, or, you know, if you have some kind of pipe burst, or if you have some kind of fire or something.
Or sewer
happens,
back up into your office.
Sewer back like up past, into like, the like, office, like happened here a couple weeks ago. Yes.
Let them fight with the insurance company.
They will. And they will go to bat for you, which is incredible. And Pete and Johnny are really fantastic people. I actually have them look at my rental insurance policies to make sure that everything that I have is covered, to make sure I'm covering everything, and they will do that for you as well. So their office number is 215-388-2056. Again, that's 215-388-2056. And their email is P as in Paul, B as in boy, adjusting.com. I'm sorry, at gmail.com. So P as in Paul, B as in boy, adjusting. At gmail.com. We also have Sal Source, and you know Sal personally.
Yeah, I personally know Sal. You can't get a better person than Sal Source.
Yeah, Sal's he's a sweetheart. So he is also one of our sponsors. He has junk removal services. So if you have a house that's full of garbage, he will come in with his can and take everything out for you guys, and he will do that for you. So his his website is www.ssource.carding.net. Again, that's www.ssource.carding.net. That's all one word. And his other one is connectwithsal.com. So www.connectwithsal.com. And his number is 973-979-9530. That number is 973-979-9530. And he does junk removal. And we also have the Manos Electric. So Jay actually came to my house, so he's a sweetheart. So I think I was at the Orlando and Fort Lauderdale event, and my husband calls me up, and he's like, the lights in our bedroom aren't working. And I'm like, well, call an electrician. I'm like, what am I going to do? And he's like, I'll do it myself. And then he doesn't do it. He unhooks everything. He's like, oh my God, there's all these wires here. And I'm like, I'll take care of it when I get home. And then Jay was at my house. I called him up that morning.
Did he charge you extra for? He
didn't charge me at all. Because he likes me. Because I'm special. So he came over. I'm telling
you. He's not going to do that for listeners, right?
No, he's not going to do that for listeners. But I'm telling you, inside 5 minutes, he had everything fixed. He's like, do this, do this. And he was just fantastic. So Jay and his wife are awesome. I love them. Manos Electric. Their number is 610-587-5900. Again, that's 610-587-5900. And it's Manos Electric LLP at yahoo.com. So that's Manos, M-A-N-O-S, Electric, LLP, all one word, at yahoo.com.
All right, now we've made the show so slow that we got to get this show going, right?
All right.
All right, 855-939-1137
is the
number.
Yeah, but you're not even doing it in your sexy voice. It's not even fun anymore. Dan, do you know the number yet?
I do. Call us guys with any questions at 855-939-1137.
There we go.
God. He's almost as good
as
Armin.
Good. That's good. I'm sorry he's married.
What do you think? I could also do this in Borat. Very nice. You call us. It's 855-939-1137. I like. Very nice. Sorry.
That's great.
I'm leaving.
I had to throw one. I have a ton of friends that love my Borat voice.
That's awesome.
And they're like, next time you go out to speak publicly, I want you to do the whole thing in Borat. I says, I actually could do it.
That's pretty good.
That's fantastic.
I've been practicing for many years.
That's awesome.
That's one of my best talents. I don't have many talents. That's one of my best ones. I accidentally make money on the side, and I'm now scuba certified.
Yeah, right? All right.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
All right, so you scuba surf, really?
I actually am.
Really?
Yeah, about 2 months ago in Roatan, I got scuba certified. I'll be out there this week. Hopefully I can jump in for a couple dives.
Are you certified to teach, too?
No, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to teach people. Okay. I just want to go down and play with
you teach people, just not that.
All right, hold on. Let's get back to
to the show.
I got
to
rein you in.
Wow.
We're having fun.
Come on.
I know. I'm going to talk about, we only got so much time. Let's go to Joe Keller. So
hello.
Joe Keller. Joe Keller is one of the cool people. He's actually a student. And he's the owner. You're the owner, right?
No, I'm not.
You work for Home Front Mortgage?
Yes.
Okay. And so you do mortgages. You do residential and commercial mortgages, correct?
Correct.
All right. So tell me about what is going on with mortgage rates right now, because mortgage rates are scaring a lot of people.
It's because they scare everybody right now. They're at the highest they've been in the last 20 years.
My Bidenomics not working? I'm sorry.
That's exactly what's not working.
Yeah.
Yeah, check back in a year or so, and we should see better rates.
So you're telling everybody that they shouldn't do business with you for a year?
No, no, that's
that was
not
really most dumb.
Yes,
well, you know, you're going to start between now and a year.
No, what we tell people is, you know, marry the property, date the rate. You can always refinance.
Marry the property, date the rate. So
that's, yeah. I actually like that. That's pretty cool.
I think it's the dumbest statement ever.
Why?
Why?
I mean, I get the concept. The concept makes sense.
It does.
But the phrase is just like really.
Yeah, what else are you saying? That magic makes it kind of brings. Oh, I like that. Can I use that?
You can use it anytime.
By the way, that's an industry thing.
I stole it from somebody.
The industry's been using this.
I'm not that smart of a guy. I just heard it first time. Okay. Yeah, stop making fun of me.
You'll grow to hate it too.
The thing that's thrown me off though is marry the property is the last thing you want to do though.
Well, if you love the property.
Yeah, but you don't want to get emotionally attached to a property.
No, he's talking. But you got to remember, he's talking about. He's talking about people that, you know, most people buying a house to live in. But hold on a second. We got Peter in Rutley. What's going on, Peter?
Hey, how you doing, guys? I was cruising the radio, and I stopped on this station, and I started listening to you. And you guys were talking about lending your own money. Yes. So I'm curious, with people who do have liquid funds and are looking to invest it, is that what you're talking about? Like becoming part of a group, like a REIT that goes out and purchases properties, or I'm just curious what you guys were talking about.
So yeah, we talk about a lot of different things. And welcome to the show, man. We have the best show on the radio. So make sure you keep listening. Lock us in. We're here either at 2 o'clock or 10 o'clock. By the way, but so what we do is we're actually a company called Investor Schooling. We teach people how to invest in real estate, how to invest in how to invest in the stock market, how to pay less taxes, and how to do things with money that most people don't know they can do. So we have two guests on. One is a private capital raiser, that's Dan Zatowski, and we also have another guest who is a mortgage broker today. So we're talking about raising funds to buy real estate. So what Dan does is he will take your money and put it together with other people's money and maybe buy a huge apartment complex or maybe a hotel or mobile home or even, what else do you do, notes? And
We'll put together a fund. Sometimes it's one-to-one, sometimes it's not a fund, but we'll buy distressed debt from the banks. We'll buy non-performing mortgages, REOs. We'll do ground-up construction. We just had a conversation with the ground-up construction, potentially on residential assisted living. So it depends on the situation, but yes, it's not really a REIT. It would be a syndication. So we do that. That's on either accredited or unaccredited investors, but we'll also do one-to-one. So one person, one investor to one deal. So let's say for argument's sake, we buy a property for $100,000. We might bring in one investor with $100,000 and they become our first position private lender on that property. So depending on the deal, depending on the investor. So we actually sit down, and like Larry does, we'll sit down with investors that have either money in cash. It's not just cash. We teach you how to use money from solo 401ks, self-directed IRAs, Coverdell accounts, health savings accounts, life insurance policies that you could put into real estate projects and make some better than average returns. So we sit down with each investor we work with and we come up with a plan, almost like a wealth advisor would do. We do that and we just see what your risk tolerance level is, what you're looking to do, if you're using the money to live on, if you're using it at the end, if it's a retirement. And we try to fit you into a deal that makes most sense for you.
And you have to understand, Peter, it's really important that we mention this, especially because there may be some confusion. We are not licensed advisors at all. We are our own people. So Dan owns his own company, Zatowski Capital Group. And what he does is he raises money for his own projects, and you would review the risks with him directly. If you were to lend me money, you would come to me. We would review the property. In fact, it's funny because I teach a lot of people that investing, even with an amateur real estate investor, if you do it right, if you invested with an amateur real estate investor, your chances of return and your possibility of losing your money is less than putting it in other places such as a bank, an annuity, or some of these funds that are already in the stock market. Because you can actually show, I do it all the time, I actually show that it's a better place to invest is lending money to a real estate investor than putting money into, like, say, an annuity. Well, actually, annuity is the worst place to put money, but that's another issue. So, anyway, does that answer your question, Peter?
Yes, that did. Now, I'm curious, if I go to WPHT, Do they have your guys' info there where I can just go there and get all the data I need to call you guys?
No. So I'll tell you what. Go to investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com. And you can look us up. Yeah. And Dan, how does he reach you?
He can reach me direct. You can go to either email Dan at ZatovskiCapitalManagement.com.
Like he's really going to be able to spell
that. Or you can shoot me a message right to my phone. I'll give you my 302-480-1207.
There we go. I had to do that. There we go.
I had to throw a joke in there for the crowd. So 302-480-1207. Shoot me a message. I could send you, when I'm off the air, I could send you some free cheat sheets. That'll just teach you about private lending. But yeah, definitely, if you're in this area, get to Larry School and meet with Larry and Debbie. And they're top of the top. That's why I'm here as a special guest.
And once again, this is not a solicitation.
Right, no, we are not soliciting for money.
We're not soliciting for money because I want to make sure we understand each other.
Yes.
If we are, we're breaking the law.
Exactly.
Right. We're just answering your question.
Well, that's why we will never present the deal on the radio like this.
Right, exactly. So, Peter.
302-480-1207.
480-1207. That's so funny.
Thank you, guys.
And if you want to reach me, Peter, when I'm not on the air, the number you just called.
You're right.
The number you just called, you can get a direct line to me when we're not on the air. So if you want to call during the week and you want to reach me directly, you can do that as well. But go to investorschooling.com and you can sign up for a class this Thursday and learn a lot more, too. There's a lot of cool stuff that we teach. We teach all kinds of things about lending money, borrowing money, investing in real estate, you know, how to make deals that you never made before. It's very different than anything you've ever seen before.
All right. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you,
Take
Peter.
Care.
Appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Appreciate
Thanks for the call, Peter.
So, Dan, I'm going to ask you to move over.
Dan's over here breaking our chairs.
I can't get the camera that far over. Dan's getting really comfortable.
I like this.
He thinks it's a Passover Seder.
I'm looking for the matzah.
All right. So if anybody else has a question, 855-939-1137. Let's do this. Let's take a break, and then we'll get to Joe, because I really want to talk to Joe about what kinds of different loans he has. So 855-939-1137, 855-939-1137. One more time, it's 855-939-1137. We'll see you guys in 2 minutes.
This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Are you afraid of the Great Reset? Well, the Great Reset won't apply to those who own real assets. At Investor Schooling, we teach you how to own real assets like real estate, gold, silver, and other investments, including stocks, stock options, and even the basics of cryptocurrency. We even teach you how to pay thousands less in taxes legally. So go to investorschooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. Investorschooling.com. This is Larry Steinhaus, and you have probably heard my radio shows and listened to my great advice on how you can make more money and pay less taxes. Well, I just finished writing a book on all things I teach at Investor Schooling and on my radio shows. This book is called Money Hacks, and you want a copy of this book, and you can pre-order this book wherever books are sold. Look for Money Hacks by Larry Steinhaus. Hey, it might even be a tax deduction. Order Money Hacks by Larry Steinhaus wherever books are sold, and come see me at Investor Schooling. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. The opportunity to retire with a great big real estate portfolio is coming quickly, and you want to learn how to do it. We all know the downturn is around the corner. What does that mean to you? You need to learn how to take advantage of this opportunity, like how to buy discounted properties with absolutely no money out of your pocket. Can it be done? Yes, it can. Can you learn how to do it? Yes, you can. Go to investorschooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. Investorschooling.com. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Are you afraid of the Great Reset? Well, the Great Reset won't apply to those who own real assets. At Investor Schooling, we teach you how to own real assets like real estate, gold, silver, and other investments, including stocks, stock options, and even the basics of cryptocurrency. We even teach you how to pay thousands less in taxes legally. So go to investorschooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. Investorschooling.com.
Like this music too. Welcome back to Investor Schooling Live. I am Larry Steinhaus. I am the CEO of Investor Schooling. You can go to investorschooling.com and you can take a class with us. It's a free class. We tell you come on Thursday, don't bring your wallet, just show up. You can actually be taking a class that our students have paid for, and you can learn a little bit more about real estate investing, stock options trading, or putting your money and lending money to somebody else, whatever.
And we actually have a special speaker coming in on Thursday.
We do. We have somebody. We have actually Mark Cumberland. So this is interesting. So if you've listened to Mark Cumberland on the radio, who is on our show, who is usually before us on when we're on at 2 o'clock, he's actually going to be coming. He's going to be talking about why real estate investors should be real estate agents.
Yep. Yeah.
So that'll be a powerful Thursday class. All right, so let's get back to you, Joe. I am off today, aren't I?
You are completely off.
It's terrible.
Yeah. You're not even funny today. Like, you're not even.
Dan's
like been picking up the slack.
I know. Good thing I brought Dan in.
I know, otherwise it'd be a slow show.
If it was an open radio show, it'd be off the charts.
I'm not as funny as Dan.
You know, I mean, you know.
That's all right. I got to do it because I'm funny looking, so I got to divert the attention.
I think it's the whole New York accent. I love the accent.
I reached my pinnacle radio career when I interviewed Mike Lindell.
Ah.
And then that's it. You know, now I'm just falling down.
Now you're just going down.
I need a damn pillow.
Now I got to interview Donald Trump. That'll be the only thing left to do. All right, so Joe.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about you and mortgages and what you do. So what are some of the really cool mortgages that people could get right now?
Well, for investors, the best mortgage out there is the DSCR loan.
Okay, so I keep hearing everybody talk about these DSCR loans.
Yes.
I got a DSCR loan. I'm like, I know what it is. I got it. But most of the time, I'm like, what are you talking about? Do you even know what it is? And I guarantee you that 99% of our audience has no idea what this is. Why don't you explain this? Because this is a really good idea for people who want to invest in properties or people who have investment properties and want to refinance them.
Absolutely. So DSCR stands for Debt Service Coverage Ratio. Essentially, we're not documenting any income. So you don't need pay stubs. You don't need tax returns. You don't need banks.
I remember a time when they used to do this.
These are not no docs.
That was 2006 and 2007?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So, okay. So,
well, that's when they said everyone deserved a mortgage. Yeah, we know what happened then.
Yes.
Those were also owner-occupied second homes. This is just investment.
Just investment properties.
Properties. They've got to be either rented or the rent has to be verified by an appraiser when they do the appraisal for what the market rent is for that particular property. And they'll use the lower of the two. So even if you have a $1,000 market rent and you got the place rented for $1,200, they're going to use $1,000.
Okay.
So they're going to use the more conservative numbers.
Right, which makes sense.
Even us vulture landlords that charge too much, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And you know, we've got to shut you up like we have to shut Omri up?
I was just hoping we'd get Omri to say my phone number.
Yeah. No, you will. You will.
215.
You want to say your own phone number?
817-9084.
Okay, so you're with Homefront Mortgage. That's awesome. Okay, so
yes.
So let's talk about this loan. So I have an investment property. Let's say, you know, I bought it 3 years ago and I paid, I paid $200,000 for it and I had maybe $150,000 mortgage on it and now it's worth $300,000.
Sure.
Right? So what is the maximum I could borrow? What percentage is the maximum I could borrow? Out of that $300,000.
Depending on your credit scores. Okay,
so I can't borrow any money then.
With the highest credit scores, you can get 75% of the appraised value.
Okay, so that's not bad. So 75% is not bad at all.
Mm-hmm.
So now, you have to pay off the first loan, correct?
True.
This is not a second. This is a first only,
right?
This is
a first mortgage.
So you're paying off the first and then you're pulling money out?
Yes.
Now, what kind of interest rates are these?
They're a little bit higher than Fannie Mae rates, but at this point right now, you're probably in the high nines.
Okay.
So I usually do my math with 10% always.
Okay.
Like my immediate, I mean, I've been doing it for years, even when interest rates were 3%, I did my math with 10 because if it works at 10, it works at 3, right?
Right.
So it works great at 3. But even that is not so bad. Now, how long do you think these loans are going to go before they pop over 10?
If regular interest rates keep on going up, these will be in the 10, 11% neighborhood as things go up. So if regular Fannie Mae loans are 8, 9%, we're going to be 10, 11% on these types of loans.
And these are underwritten by the amount that the person, that the lessee is paying, correct?
Correct.
All right. So that's interesting because now you have someone who, I don't know, maybe you have a real estate investor who's good, maybe they're not so good, maybe they're an amateur, they have one property, then the tenant leaves, and, I mean, do you think that there's going to be a problem where the tenants are not going to be paying the same rent that they were paying before?
Well, that's an underwriting concept, so I'm not the underwriter, basically the loan officer, but That's up to the lender. Every lender that we deal with that has these types of loans, they have their own underwriting guidelines. So some lenders are a little more liberal than others. So,
you know, okay. So, is there certain companies that are doing this, or is it every company doing this now?
It's every company that does what are called non-QM loans. Non-QM loans are anything that's not Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, HUD, VA, all the normal stuff.
Would these be portfolio loans then?
Yeah, not necessarily portfolio, but they're funded by Wall Street sources rather than Fannie and Freddie.
Okay, so real quick, for you guys who don't know what a portfolio lender is somebody. Univest Bank is a great portfolio lender. Mm-hmm. By the way. Univest Bank has they would lend out of their own pocket,
right?
So they take their own money. They have their own guidelines. But these companies are telling me because I'm going to tell you right now, Univest is not doing what these are doing. That's really nice. So you're Homefront Mortgage, right?
Yes.
And you could get a DSCR loan. What's the first thing somebody should do to find out if they qualify for a DSCR loan?
Give me a call.
That's a good one. I like that.
I can do a pre-qualification pretty quick. I do have to run credit, so, you know.
What's the lowest credit score that you think you could get a loan for this for?
640.
That's not bad.
No.
Not bad at all. Right. So that's FICO score, not the Vantage score.
It's the median score, whichever score ends up being the one in the middle. You get the best rates at 740 plus.
Right.
Okay.
Don't we always tell you that? We tell you that there's no difference between a 740 credit score and an 850 credit score.
No.
I tell people that all the time. It's so funny that they don't get it. They're like, oh, I have an 850 credit score. I'm like, well, you're not getting enough credit.
That used to be 720.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But 740 used to be the old number.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. So now let's talk also about residential rates because you do a lot of residential stuff, correct?
I'd say about 70% of my business is residential, owner-occupied.
You think that it's getting harder for people to qualify now?
Yes.
So what is going on?
Okay, people's incomes are staying the same. Interest rates are going up. Property prices are going up. Taxes aren't helping either. So the cost of the property itself and the debt-to-income ratio is just becoming tighter and tighter, you know, for owner-occupied. And owner-occupied, you usually have to document all your income. There are no docs for owner-occupied.
Right. That makes sense to me. Absolutely mm-hmm. right. So, you know, it's funny because, Dan, you know, we talk about this all the time. The difference between owner-occupied and investment property. Like, for example, if we're lending money to somebody, I'm not lending anybody on a residential property that they're living in.
Right.
I would never lend money because the rules are different.
Exactly.
You know, if you're lending money on a investment property, you could actually have things like a confession of judgment, which says that they automatically have to give you the property if you miss some payments. But if a residential where somebody's living, mm-hmm. the rules are totally different.
Oh, yeah.
And it's funny because I come to people all the time. Hey, they come to me. Hey, I live in this property. Can you find me some money? I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. Go to a bank. Go to Joe. Joe will take care of you. Are you doing a lot of refis now?
Not as many as we normally do. You know, occasionally we stumble mm-hmm. across somebody that's in a situation where they need to refinance, you know, because right now there's a lot of people that bought houses that, you know, have interest rates between 2.5% and 4.5%. You know, a lot of those people do not want to refi out of, you know,
absolutely.
Something like that. I did my son's loan. I got him at the 2.75%. I told him I'd break his arm if he ever refinanced that loan.
Yeah, I did a bunch right around 2 years ago. I did a bunch of my investment properties at 3.5%. Mm. I did as many as I could. And then I just watched the rates start going up and up and up. And mm-hmm. within 6 months, they were at 6%. It was amazing. And now they're at 8%, right?
Yeah. 8% for owner-occupied and Fannie and Freddie. FHA is slightly lower. You're in mid to high sevens.
Right. So a lot of people are worried about buying houses right now, which I'm going to tell you right now, my opinion, just buy the house.
Absolutely.
So there's two things. One is if you're buying a house to live in, don't worry about how much it costs. Make sure you can afford it. That's all. The only thing I'm saying is, like, you know, everybody says, oh my goodness, that house is $700,000. If I wait a year, it'll be $500,000. It's not.
Uh-uh.
Okay? But if you wait a year, it's not going to be available is the real point. And if you're going to live there, you're going to have a life there, just buy the house. If you can afford to pay the payment, buy the house. Now, as far as investment properties go, investment properties, as long as the numbers work, buy the house.
Right.
If the numbers work, it doesn't matter. I don't care how much I pay for a property. I don't care if it's $100,000 or $10 million. if the numbers work and I make money at, you know, every month, if I'm, you know, for cash flow, if I make money every month, I don't care how much it costs. I don't care how much the loan is. I don't care what it is. Now, I mean, I teach, you've been in class. I teach people how to buy houses on credit cards.
Absolutely.
And it's hysterical. People are like, why would you buy a house on credit cards at 30% interest? I'm like, no, you know, I don't think you understand. I don't go to credit cards as my go-to place.
Right.
But when the house, maybe the house is in such disrepair that a bank won't take it, or I need to close really quickly or something like that, yes, I'll tap my credit cards, I'll buy the house, and maybe I'll refinance it later. But at the very least, I'm getting the house.
Right.
So always buy the house. So, Joe, what advice do you have for both investors and for homeowners to get a loan?
Stay on top of your credit. Save your money in the bank. Don't save your money in cash under the mattress. Okay?
That's interesting.
That's always a difficult sticking point with borrowers. Is like, how much money do you have? I have $50,000. They give me their bank statements, and there's $450 in the bank. Where's the $50,000? It's in a shoebox in the closet.
Right.
And that happens more often than not. I do a lot of inner city business, so you know, it's very prevalent in the city, you know, that I'm dealing with you know, cash. If you go under contract and you're in a mortgage application, don't go buy a new car. Okay.
I've heard that so many times. Don't go buy furniture.
Yeah, just don't buy the furniture. Don't go buy your new refrigerator. Okay. You know, you can go shopping and look at it, but wait until
don't
you
increase
buy the
your
house.
Debt, is what it's really
absolutely
saying,
right? You don't want to make any changes that the lender is going to take a second look at your file. Mm-hmm. Okay. You want them to take that initial look, do the approval, condition it, whatever pieces of paper are missing, you fill the conditions. And then you're, quote-unquote, clear to close.
Okay.
And you're waiting for your settlement date, and boom, you're at settlement, and then you get the keys. Now you can go buy a Lincoln Navigator. You can quit your job. You can do anything you want to do, but you still have to make the payments.
Well, you don't have to make the payments. You just take the house away.
True.
Well, that's where me and Dan.
That's what the mortgage.
That's where me and Dan come in.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Dan will come in right with no problem. It's okay. So
we'll make sure you're taking care of.
All right, cool. So real quick, so tell everybody how they can get a hold of you if they want to get a mortgage, and what they can, and whatever, and how they can get a hold of you.
The best way to get a hold of me is to give me a call. My direct line is 215-817-9084. Once again, that's 215-817-9084. Or my email is joe.keller@homefrontloans.com. joe.keller@homefrontloans.com.
And you've been doing this what, for about a week now?
29 years.
Not bad.
And I've been a broker for about the last three and a half years. I was in the bank side of the business for 26 years. I've worked for some of the biggest and some of the smallest banks in the area.
So you know your stuff.
I guess so.
So, you know, I'm the guy coming to you. You know that?
Yes.
We're buying a 23-unit apartment building.
We spoke about it already.
I know, and we need $1 million because we're getting $500,000 from the seller.
Okay.
So we need you to get this deal going. If the real estate agent would just get out of the way, we'd get under contract, but the real estate agent's been in the way for 3 months now.
We're still working on trying to figure out this business without real estate agents, but...
I tell you, the real estate agent's getting in the way drives me nuts. But that's all right. It is what it is.
The bulk of my time in the business, I've been an in-house lender, so I work with realtors daily.
What did you say?
I work with realtors daily.
What's that word?
In-house lender.
No, the other one.
Realtors?
Yeah, that's not right. Realtors.
Realtors.
Okay. Don't you know how to read English? Realtors.
I'm congested also. Okay. Getting over a cold.
We make fun
of room
people
you say
realtors.
Here.
You know, he wasn't there. He wasn't a student when all that was happening.
And you know, most of the realtors say realtor, which is the funniest thing.
I would love to do a whole show on this whole NAR lawsuit going on.
You're talking about realtors.
That would be a lot of fun. That would be a lot of fun to talk about.
They're all afraid.
Now you brought it up. You want to do a 5-minute segment on it?
Sure. I mean, if that's what you... Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So before we do that, I just want to...
you want to read the sponsors again?
I want to read the sponsors
again. Okay, so real quick, just so you guys know, investorschooling.com. You can take a free class at investorschooling.com. Also, still call it 855-939-1137. Dan's waiting to fund your deal, man. If you got a good deal, Dan will fund your deal. If you call in right now, 855-939-1137, sell the deal to Dan. If you're looking at an apartment complex and you don't know where to get the money, Dan's got it. He will fund your deal. 855-939-1137. And, of course, Joe will fund it from a bank. Dan will be more expensive than Joe, just so you know. So Joe is, if you can't go to a bank, then Dan's the next step. When your bank says no, Joe, Dan says yes. Remember that? You remember that?
I do.
Who was that?
I do. The car commercial.
No, it wasn't a car commercial. It was.
It wasn't Crazy Eddie.
No, it was.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I mean, can't remember who it was.
I've heard it.
Yeah.
EFI. No, that wasn't EFI. No.
Don't forget about, you know, pitching investor schooling, you know.
Yeah, investor schooling. That's us.
Yeah.
Go to investorschooling.com and take a free class. Now, Deb, real quick, just rattle down the names of our sponsors for the Money Multiplier event today.
Yes, it's PBJ Adjusting. So Pete Bondarenko, his phone number is 215-388-2056. That's 215-388-2056. And you can also reach out to him via email at pbadjusting@gmail.com. So that's pbadjusting@gmail.com. Also, there's Sal Source, who does junk removal services. His email, his website is www.ssourcecarding.net. That's ssorcecarding.net. You can also go to www.connectwithsal.com. His phone number is 973-979-9530. Again, that's 973-979-9530. And last, we have Jay and Terry Manos. So it's Manos Electric. His phone number is 610-587-5900. Again, it's 610-587-5900. And you can reach out to him via email at Manos Electric LLP. So that's Manos Electric LLP at yahoo.com.
And of course, we have our gold sponsor, Joe Keller. Tell us one more time.
Thank you for having me. Joe Keller, Homefront Mortgage. My telephone number is 215-817-9084. Once again, that's 215-817-9084.
I think this is the first time we did a show that we were commercials.
That we were the commercials, yeah.
That's kind of interesting,
that's a
right?
great commercial.
What?
Good commercial.
No, well, I know. Like Debbie reads those emails really well, doesn't she?
She
sounds like a professional.
Talking about my voice, like she should have the voice.
I know. I should do that for wrestling. Like, there's all like that voiceover talent. I should consider doing that.
Absolutely. All right. So we got a few more minutes. Let's pick a topic. What do you guys want to talk about?
I think we just brought something new that's going on right now. Is that lawsuit with the realtors through NAR?
You can try that. Okay, let's talk about it. How much of it do you know? Because I didn't prepare. I know a lot about it, but I don't know.
You're like me. I'm not going to claim I know everything about it, but I understand the nuances of what's going on enough to even talk about it. That, you know, it looks like, you know, realtors are going to, what's going to come down to is realtors are going to have to work now, right? So these sellers are getting a little very upset that they're paying 5% and 6% commission for a buyer. You know, they're paying the buyer's agent's commission.
Right.
So that's really what it's coming down to. If we could break it up, I read through it, that's what it happens. But I keep saying this with the real estate business. I think the realtors, for the most part, are order takers. There's not a need for them. But I know good 10 to 20% in my town that are phenomenal realtors. They're worth their weight in gold. They make deals happen. They work with sellers. They market the house the right way. They go in and they list the house the right way. They'll go in and stage the house. They'll have inspections done on the house to make sure things are fixed before they go on the market. They work their butts off. But the day and age of an order taker realtor to put your house on the MLS and sit back and do nothing is going to go away. I thought it was going to be Amazon that took over the real estate business. It looked like Zillow was competing with the realtors that were.
And then Zillow kind of fell back too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what really happened, so you're right. What happened was there was a lawsuit that basically the buyers were pissed, as you said, and they said, hey, why are we paying the buyer's agent for commission? So the buyer is the one buying the house. The buyer should pay it. Now, here's the really weird part. The buyer is paying it. But they're paying it in the price of the house.
Correct.
But the seller gives that much money back to the seller agent and the buyer agent. I have a big problem with this lawsuit. I think it's wrong.
Yeah.
I have a big problem with NAR. I hate NAR.
Yeah, I agree.
I think NAR really doesn't do much for their agents except basically steal money
grab
them. But what they did, what basically happened here was they're saying, hey, we don't want to pay buyer's agent. You know, the buyer should pay the buyer's agent separately. By the way, I actually agree with that too. However, that's not how things are done. Things are done that the buyer commission comes out of the seller's commission.
Correct.
So when the seller agent goes and says it's going to be a 6% commission, the seller agent now sharing that commission with the buyer agent. I don't understand how the buyer gets upset that the seller agent is agreed to a 6% commission. So if the seller would have been the buyer agent too, so if the seller did, I'm sorry, if the agent did both sides, they agreed to 6%.
Right.
So now if the seller agent says, hey, I'll give half of my commission to somebody else.
Right.
Because you found me the buyer, what's the problem?
I don't see the problem. And we could even jump to Joe on this one. I mean, look, how many people go in to buy houses? I bought my first house on a credit card. My first I did an FHA loan, 3% down. I got a seller's concession.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I had no way to come up with the buyer's agent commission back when I was almost 90. I could, there's no way. So how are they coming up with this money? Like, they don't think about that, how they're coming up with this money. And then the other thing right. you think about is not the typical term of steering, but how many agents are out there looking at the commissions and they see this house is only paying 1.5.
Few.
You really believe
very,
that?
Yeah, very few. Because I've been, you got to remember, I've been in the industry. I was training real estate agents for a really long time. And most real estate agents just want to make a sale. They just want to make a sale to make a sale. They're not going to actually say, this one's paying 1.5, this one's paying 2.5.
I hope not, because I would think that they're not. You know, some of them are. I mean, listen, I say this all the time. The cream of the crop is going to rise in the real estate industry.
So, you know, I'm going to step in here because I did take Mark Cumberland's class. So I am a licensed real estate agent. Not that I really do much with it. It's more for investment purposes.
Right.
But the teacher who was teaching us, she did say that she's like, they focus more on if this is a 3% as opposed to 1.5%, they're more likely to show the 3%. Mm-hmm. So I know that you're saying that doesn't really happen, but she
right.
was teaching that they really
so,
do
so
that.
It shouldn't happen.
I'm going to tell you where it happens. It happens with the agencies. Who, like, they used to have these agencies in 2008, you know, they paid almost nothing to the buyer agent.
Okay.
And the buyer agent says, I'm not going to show your house then.
Okay.
And because they were really fighting the agency, they weren't really fighting the client. But if the client said, hey, listen, can you show me this house? They're going to show them the house. You know, it's, why wouldn't you?
Right.
You know, a lot of times what I did as a buyer, when I was a buyer agent and they were doing that, I said I had a minimum commission. So my minimum commission, let's say my minimum commission was $3,000. So if the seller only gave me $1,500, then the buyer was responsible for the other $1,500, and they gladly paid me.
Okay.
And that's basically where we're going to go to. We're going to go to that. That's what the NAR problem is, and that's what we're going to go to. We're going to go to where you're negotiating how much you're going to pay your buyer agent to show you a house. I'm actually looking forward to that, just to see how it works out.
Yeah, I want to see how it unfolds.
But at the same time, I don't think it's a great idea. I like the way it is now. But I'm also going to tell you right now, 10 years from now, real estate agent's job is going to be completely different than the job they have now. All right, we've only got about 30 more seconds. Am I right? We only got about 30 more seconds. So real quick, Dan, how do people get a hold of you?
Once again, you could just reach out to me at 302-480-1207.
Joe, how do people get a hold of you?
Joe Keller, 215-817-9084.
All right, I want to thank you all for listening to Investor Schooling Live. Go to investorschooling.com. You can take a complimentary class this Thursday and learn something new, I promise. I also want to thank Dr. Deb for being here, because Dr. Deb is awesome. She's a great co-host. Of course, I want to say thank you to Glenn Page, who is our awesome producer. We will see you guys Thursday night, investorschooling.com.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Audacy.